I haven't thought that far ahead. I mean, we're just 3-0 right now. I think that if you start thinking like that, is when you just lose football games. Look at us last year. We came off a big win against the Ravens and then dropped a few games right there in this kind of October month. And so I think you just have to prepare week by week, day by day, and know that you're going to have a great challenge every single time you step on that football field. And so you can't take anybody for granted. And you have to make sure that you really accept that challenge every single day.
Kansas City Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes getting ready to play the Patriots at Arrowhead tonight. Times have been tough. Rockland Federal Credit Union can help with the products you need, a free on-demand credit monitoring tool, and the personal service you deserve. Visit rfcu.com today. Rockland Federal Credit Union, our legacy, our future. Let's welcome in Jeff Howe of The Athletic, who joins us now on Patriots Preview, driven by your New England Honda dealers. Hey, Jeff, what's going on?
Hey, what's up?
Odd weekend, to say the least, for the New England Patriots. We asked Bert Breer this question. I'll ask you the same one. Are you surprised the Patriots are playing a game tonight?
Yeah, I am. After everything that happened with the Titans last week, I am surprised that the Patriots were able to get through two full days, or I guess 2.5 days of negative tests with the point of care tests and then the lab tests that have come back so far. And not only that, I'm surprised that the NFL hasn't tried to be a little more, tried to get out ahead of this a little bit more, not just with the Patriots, but realizing, hey, you know what? You should probably start kicking the tires on that Week 18 idea.
If the Patriots were playing a lesser team this week, Jeff, and this same situation was playing out, do you think they would have started Jarrett Stidham if this was like the Jets, or is Brian Hoyer starting just because of the circumstance? It's a tough team on the road, or is he just better than Stidham talent-wise at this point?
I think you kind of hit on some key points there. I mean, this is certainly a game that you, because of the environment, the talent of the team you're playing against, you want somebody like Hoyer, who you have a lot of trust in, to go out there. And even though it's not going to be a rocking Arrowhead environment, I mean, you know what you're going to get out of him. But it's just, it was like just the perfect storm of crap, I guess, for Jarrett Stidham over the last couple of months. He comes into an abbreviated camp, has the second and third practices, has all those interceptions, then injures his hip on the fourth day when Cam Newton starts to take over as the clear-cut number one guy. By the time Stidham was able to start working his way back into practice the following week, there was no doubt that it was Cam's job. And then by the time Stidham was able to really fully participate at the end of the second week, which was basically the end of training camp, you knew Newton was going to be the guy, and then you get into regular season mode, and it's, you can't realistically give three quarterbacks a full workload of snaps at that point. So you need to give the starter all those snaps. You need to make sure that Cam Newton is as up to speed as possible. And then you've got Hoyer as the backup. So how much realistically can you put on Stidham's plate? And I think that's why Hoyer has been the guy who has been active the last 3 weeks and will almost certainly start tonight. Because, again, just kind of compare it to 2016 when Jacoby Brissett made his first start. I mean, he truly came in cold turkey because he was the third guy in training camp. He was barely getting any reps because Tom Brady and Jimmy Garoppolo were monopolizing those. And then you had to get Garoppolo all the way up to speed in the regular season before he went down. And Brissett comes in with like virtually no practice experience. And it's not dissimilar to what Stidham is dealing with now because of that difficult start to camp.
We're talking with Jeff Howe of The Athletic. Jeff, give me a path for the Patriots to compete tonight with the Chiefs.
The defense is going to need to play its best game of the season. They're going to have to score at least once, and if not twice, then set up a turnover deep in Chiefs territory that's going to put the offense on the doorstep of the goal line. So you're talking at least 14 points generated from the defense. The Chiefs don't have the greatest defense in the world, but they've always played well situationally. And this is a game where you're smart enough to know that you have to stop the run and you have to force Brian Hoyer to beat you. And if it's not just Brian Hoyer has to beat you, he has to almost go throw for throw with Patrick Mahomes. And that would have been that's pretty unrealistic to think Cam Newton could have done something like that. So like the Chiefs are just, they're playing so well right now. And you go back to the game that should have cost Bill O'Brien his job, turned out to be four games premature, I guess. But the Texans were rolling in the first quarter and a half of that game. The Chiefs were sleepwalking through it. And then if they put up 35 points in the blink of an eye, I mean, the Patriots could come out and play really well for a half or something like that tonight. That's not stopping the Chiefs from ripping off, you know, back-to-back-to-back 48-yard touchdown passes. This is, that's what they do. And then, you know, you get – so it's just – this is a brutal situation for the Patriots to be in. Even if, you know, all things considered, if it was somebody else who had tested positive for COVID and not Cam, if you still had Cam Newton playing tonight, you know, the day-of-game travel situation, there's just – there's so much working against these guys. And they were underdogs to begin with.
And it's also, you know, this game tonight has a noteworthy roster move heading into it, as Sony Michel's placed on injured reserve. Damian Harris is activated. Jeff, if Harris ends up performing well tonight and over like the next 3 weeks to a month, could that be it for Sony Michel?
Well, it's not just that. I mean, anytime you see a running back go on IR, and I know the IR rules are different this year, anytime you see one go on IR with a hip injury, you know, that's not good. Even if it's just a minor situation, this was clearly, like, the Patriots still have an open roster spot.
So that's what, I don't mean to cut you off, that's what it was? It's not the quad, it's a hip?
I'm sorry. I'm a moron. It's a quad.
Okay.
it's been a long few days.
Yeah, no. Hey, COVID times, 2020, all that stuff.
Yeah, all right, so I'll back that one
reset
up.
Yeah, okay, reset.
Yeah, uh-huh. Yeah. Oh, Mora. But look, I mean, the bottom line is they have an open roster spot. They have 52 guys on the active roster. They could have kept Sony Michel. So they knew that this is a situation where he was going to miss at least 3 weeks because of the quad injury that he suffered last week in practice. And, you know, that's – it's like every time this guy takes one step forward, especially since his rookie year. I mean, you talk about the three consecutive off seasons with the surgery – he's always showing up late to training camp because he's still recovering from the surgery. It's just, it's got to be frustrating from all sides to deal with that. And Damian Harris really looked good this camp. Nobody was really blowing smoke with that. So we'll see how he looks. I mean, it's kind of a tough spot where he's probably going to have to run against 8 Chiefs in the box all night. But this is a kid who has a ton of talent. He was Alabama's leading rusher, despite other guys who were really, really talented running backs on the roster with him for 3 consecutive years. So this is a kid who does have some.
Jeff, as I'm sure you've heard here in the last few minutes, in Houston, they have fired head coach Bill O'Brien. He is now out, and somehow Jack Easterby appears to be running the operation in Houston and was a big part of how Bill O'Brien got fired today. Tell me, do you know anything about the relationship between Easterby and Josh McDaniels, and will that speculation go on from now until the offseason when coaches can interview elsewhere?
I don't want this to sound loaded, but I know they had been close. I can't say how their relationship over the last year has changed or if it's, you know, remained aligned, but I would think Easterby, with, you know, his past with McDaniels, is going to want him. But I mean, if you're the Texans ownership group, it's tough. It's tough for owners to sell a Belichick disciple to a fan base, especially after you've gotten rid of one of them. So that's going to be a tough sale for ownership. You got a guy like Eric Bieniemy out there. I mean, he is just – that guy could be a tremendous head coach, and I'd be surprised if they overlooked him. But Easterby clearly has the ownership's ear down in Houston, and if it's up to him, you know he's going to make a hard push for McDaniels. We'll see, though. I mean, there have been some bridges burned with Easterby, and that would be, you know, somewhat – you got to go into that, you know, with your looking over your shoulder if you're Josh McDaniels and you're taking that seriously.
Yeah, I also wouldn't go work with this Easterby fellow.
Right,
I'm
like
good
a
with
snake.
That. I'm all set with working side-by-side with him.
And you know what? I mean, that can be related to – you know, when we're talking over the last, it's probably 5 years now, it seems, every time McDaniel's name comes up, you know that his second shot is probably going to be his last one. So if he goes, that's why it's always like, well, you don't want to go to
the quarterback, though. They got the quarterback.
They do, but they have no first and second round picks next year. And this is going to be a team that's going
to finish. Oh, yeah, that minor thing.
how are you going to rebuild the rest of the roster? That's the offensive line's been terrible for years. And, you know, they don't have a first or a second round pick. The rebuild is going to be long and arduous. And are you going to have the patience in order to give yourself enough, you know, rope to really go out there and build? Because if you get fired, because let's say Easterby gets sick of you and decides he's going to run to ownership and say, I don't want this guy here anymore. Or you've got ownership saying with a grumpy fan base saying, Bill O'Brien didn't work. Now you got another Belichick guy and this is taking too long. Then all of a sudden, Josh McDaniels winds up with two strikes, and it's almost impossible to get a third swing.
And Bienemy would be a easier guy to sell to a fan base right now, no doubt about it. Jeff on Twitter, at Jeff P. Howe. Jeff, thanks for the time, as always.
Thanks, guys. Have a good one.
Thanks, Jeff.
Jeff Howe with us here on Patriots Preview, driven by your New England Honda dealers. Coming up next, we'll be talking to Paul Perillo of Patriots.com. You don't want to miss that on the Safety Insurance. 98.5 The Sports Hub, Patriots Radio Network.